This is our SBNB Update, episode 21, for the week of October 30th, 2005.
Okay. 40, 39, 38, 3, 2. Hello everybody, this is RSBNB Update, and I'm Jim Bob, here with Billy Bob.
Hello there, episode 21.
21.
Yes, episode 21. 21. We're still the same people we were last week, no matter what people would let you guys believe. So.
Now, this is Jim Bob.
And?
And Billy Bob.
Nah, no thanks on that. Anyways, we're going to follow the same format as every show that we do, consisting of this week's RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, and RSBNB matters.
Let's go.
This week's RuneScape updates, we have a quest and some other little odds and ends. We'll start with the quest. This new quest was called Rum Deal.
Yeah.
Where it's set in the swamp. You're basically negotiating getting these zombie pirates to go back to work.
Zombie pirates?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Zombie pirates. You're getting them to go back work. They're having labor disputes. The production of rum has stopped, and the pirate brewers are running scared. Can you overcome the horde of drunken undead pirates? Can you even get to the island without splitting a headache? The reason they say that is because in order to get the island, this guy always has to knock you out or something equivalent. So, that's kind of funny. Person's name that actually knocks you out is called Pirate Pete. And yes, for those of you guys wondering, he is in relation to Party Pete in Sears Village. he says that himself, actually, on the quest.
What if he's like his evil twin brother?
Maybe. Who knows? Anyways, for this quest you need 40 farming, 50 fishing, 47 prayer, 42 crafting, and 42 slayer. You must be able to defeat 150 level monster.
150?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How will anyone ever do that?
That's really quite simple.
That's so hard.
It's simple, really.
Yeah.
And you also have to have completed Zogur Flesh Eater's quest.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Have you done that one?
No.
You have 40 farming?
No.
50 fishing?
No.
47 prayer?
No.
42 crafting?
No.
42 slayer?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, basically you do this quest. The reward is, I believe, if I remember correctly, 7,000 slayer experience, 7,000 fishing experience, and Holy Wrench, which increases your, if you drink a prayer potion, it'll increase your prayer points by one than what it would normally be. So
wow,
that's something.
Amazing.
So that's a okay kind of thing on this quest. Okay.
Sweet.
I don't know. Are you going to be doing it anytime soon?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, because you don't have that farming level.
Did you do it, Billy Bob?
Yes, last night I did. I did last night indeed do it. So it's not too hard. That level 150 is a pretty easy monster if you're using Protect from Elite Prayer. So really, you should have nothing to worry about.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. This update was okay, this quest, I guess you could say. But, see, has it occurred to you that the quests recently appear not to, the standalone ones really don't seem to have any point. I can't see any point in them, can you?
Well, they do have a point. And let me share the point with you. The point is that it's leading up to a major quest, so eventually all these little quests will tie together into a major quest someday. Maybe.
Maybe, eh?
Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah, well, that was one part of the update this week, so...
Well, you see, the pirates want their rum production to go up so they can give all their rum to the HAM members, the Humans Against Monsters members, which will aid that one guy, and it will defeat the humans.
I see.
Or the monsters.
Well, there you have Pika's theory on how this quest is going to work. I don't know about it. I think it's just another one of these little quests that they put in. But really, you do get this thing, and then they do end up going back to work, which is good. Also, this week, this Monday, was Halloween. Halloween. As they've been doing for the past few holidays, they did do a Halloween update. The update was there's this zombie head. You can go insult a zombie in the Lumbridge Swamp, and then he'll lose his head, and you have to catch it.
Oh, yeah, and a scared emote.
Yeah, you get the scared.
Yeah,
scared emote after.
See, I didn't read the update, and I didn't know anything about this, so I was talking to the zombie, and I said something like interact with or whatever, or something like that. So it scared me, and then I realized I had emote, and I was like, cool. And then I didn't know you could have the heads until I was talking to another one, and its head fell off and ran away, so I caught it.
Oh yeah,
and yep. And then, about these zombie heads, you should be able to, style their hair and, give them hats and earrings and nose rings and lip rings and all that good stuff. And, eyebrow piercings and all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, and tongue piercings.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody with tongue piercings.
And you could give them, eyeliner so they look all emo.
Okay.
Like one of those beauty school heads.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any experience, first-hand experience with those?
Oh, believe me, I have.
Oh!
Unbelievable.
So is that something that you take in school, then?
I don't like to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Very well, then. Anyways, you can also take these heads and show them to the little kids in Lumbridge. These little kids in Lumbridge, if you show them the head, they'll get scared and they'll drop candies.
Good candy?
Well, they're called sweets.
Sweets.
Yeah. So, sweets. And then apparently they're going to disappear after Halloween. So
what's the point of them, then?
I don't know. I guess to hand out to people, maybe? I don't know.
Are they charitable?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe one day, maybe we should check before they actually expire. Because the examine info says not likely to last until next Halloween.
Okay. So, and then, there's another one that goes with the zombies. It's this Grim Reaper guy that, comes up if you die. So, I went to the Abyss earlier today, and I died to see what would happen. And I got a random event. I think it was the Strange Old Man or something like that, right when I died. But then I ended up in Falador.
And oh, yeah.
And then there's no,
Yeah. I actually saw the Grim Reaper. I went on a suicide mission to the Kalfite Queen. And he came, so...
And what did he say?
Oh, I forget. I know it's there.
But do you get, a drop or anything from
him? No. He just takes you somewhere, and then you respawn as normal. So, really don't get anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Halloween, did you have any people coming to your Halloween house on Monday?
No, because there's only 8 houses on my street.
And is it...
What?
And is it pretty far out?
I guess.
Okay, so hardly anyone came then, hey?
No one came. Which is good. I wasn't even here. My parents said nobody came. I was out having a party with my friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody came here. Nope. No.
Nobody came to your house?
Well, a few people, but... Nah, I could count them all on one finger. One hand. On my hands, I mean.
Because they know that you live there and are scared of you, Shane.
I don't think so.
They're like, oh my god, oh my Allah, that's where that tech guy lives. We're scared of him.
There's nothing to be scared of.
He'll, code us to death.
That's a good one.
He'll assimilate us.
Anyways, just a note. The Halloween event will be removed next week. The zombie head and scare emote will remain, but only those lucky enough to unlock them this week. All the zombies and Lumbridge Kids and Sweets will vanish.
Yay. Vanishing little kids.
Yeah.
I wonder who would take them.
Also, with this, I think it's going to open up a whole new realm of people complaining because they weren't around to get the scared emote.
Well, yeah, and then, like, all the newbies...
They'll be crying.
They'll be like, oh my Allah, what happened? But whatever.
Oh my what?
Oh my Allah.
What is that?
Well, I can't say God at school because, like, my teacher got mad at me for saying oh my God. So then I decided to say, like, oh my Allah, or oh my Hindu, or oh my Buddha.
I see.
Or, like, oh my agnostic, or something like that.
Ah, you know. Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying there. Next piece of RuneScape update we have is the November behind the scenes.
Yes.
This month we have some interesting things supposed to be happening. How about you take part of this half one?
Expansion of Water Birth Island and Dangerous in all capitals. Monsters.
Yeah, level 300 plus.
They must be very dangerous then.
Yeah.
Something tells me that they're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't pinpoint it.
I don't know. You think they're... Well, we have a question about this later, so we'll just highlight this main stuff here. But level 300 plus, whose unique drops will interest all combat classes. And they may even hold new dragon equipment. Not necessarily a weapon, but dragon equipment.
I think it'll be like, I don't know.
Dragon E-peep?
Yeah, like, if you guys remember one of the previous episodes, there is a list of, like,
last
thousands.
Week's. Last week's episode. Episode 20.
Man, it's been a very long week. It seems like a year ago. Anyways, like, maybe there will be, like, dragon Pop-Tarts, or dragon soda, or dragon radios, or dragon light bulbs, or something like that. Or dragon eep-eeps, which I have no idea what those are. I'm guessing they're candy.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like a dragon gun. So instead of actually, like, having to PK people, you just point a gun at them and just shoot their ass. I mean, because really, who wants to fight with a sword? It might be more honorable, but when you got a bullet, armor doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I guess. New classes of armor. So I guess they're referring to the three magic, range, and melee types. So
melee.
Yes. Oh my. So new stuff every month that has to be cataloged. I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. Who knows? Maybe it'll be worth it. But the barrow stuff is still pretty good.
Maybe it'll be superior to barrow stuff.
Oh, maybe that would be good. Hey. Yeah.
But what if it's, like, new armor that you have to, like, kill, like, level, like, 1,000s to get?
That would be bad.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't hope it's, like, the dragon plate or anything like that.
Well,
because they need to keep these dragon drops rare.
I mean, because, like I said earlier in the earlier episodes, back when there was only, like, 5 dragon items... Like the long sword and the medium helm and the square. Dragon was a novelty and it was great, but then now there's full dragon and dragon this and dragon that and dragon everything. It's like, what's the novelty in it?
Yeah. Just keep it how it is right now. Leave it is.
But
leave
there,
it as it is.
But if there is new dragon, I suppose it would be a dragon two-handled sword.
I don't know. Well, if it is, I want to try and get some and capitalize on it.
Maybe it's dragon boots.
Oh, maybe. That's a good idea. Who knows? Well, we'll only see when it's loaded up onto RuneScape. Continuation of the Demon Slayer storyline. I did that quest ages ago, the free-to-play quest. Do you remember it? Like, what the point was on it? Demon Slayer?
I remember not being able to find the key in the sewer.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking in the wrong part of the sewer. Then my friend slapped me around a little bit and told me where it was, and it was fun.
Yeah, did you do it when you were free-to-play still?
Yeah, I must have been at under level 20, I mean.
Yeah.
Such a long time ago.
Let's see. You need to be able to defeat an apocalyptic demon?
Oh, wow.
I can't talk right tonight.
Of the apocalypse.
Anyways. Yes, that's right. That's Demon Slayer, a mighty demon is being summoned to destroy the city of Varrok. You find out you are the one destined to stop him, or at least try. That was the point of Demon Slayer.
Man, Varrok always has the worst of luck. I mean, how many times has it been destroyed now? Like, 20?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, this should be interesting, I guess. Maybe a new direction to go rather than continuing out with these new areas. I still think they're not done, but oh well. With that Plague City storyline. I don't know. Let's just keep these storylines straight and make sure we're not getting them all confused with one another. Hey?
Okay.
Yeah. What kind of... You've done the Gertrude cat quest, right?
I think so.
You have a cat or a kitten or something?
I have a cat. It doesn't do much.
Does it grow yet to a cat?
Yeah, it's a cat.
Not overgrown?
Not overgrown. I don't make my cat eat food.
Yeah, mine is a kitten still. I haven't really spent much time with it. So, they're bringing up this new thing this month, the rat pits, which will introduce new growth stages for your beloved Moggy. No longer will they just be old and fat making sarcastic comments. Instead, take them to the cat training areas where the best cat trainer really does pay off. Ay, 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 ay. Introduces a new storyline and quest about the rat catchers of RuneScape.
I have no interest in it.
Yeah, this is just another way to keep the lower levels occupied. Like, higher level people, like, definitely I'd say probably 85 plus, I'd say, definitely want to spend time training their skills.
Yes.
So, I don't know, like, do you have time to train a cat?
No.
I know.
I barely have time to play RuneScape, so...
Yeah. We don't want to train cats. We want to train our skills.
Yeah.
That's like... I'm not training my cat.
And then,
I did get a green goldfish last night.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Too bad you can't, like, put the fishbowl on, like, a range or something and cook the fish.
Oh. Oh.
That'd be fun.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And then after all the rat pit crap, we got the expansion of Ardonia History.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, do we really need to take history lessons here about RuneScape?
The bank was...
And the cities?
The bank was built upon an ancient Indian burial ground. And then there will be, like, zombie alien Indians coming back from the dead and taking over the city. And then it'll be up to you to kill them. And then they'll drop like full dragon.
Oh, well. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll do you much use, though. I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Maybe it's...
Interesting theory, though.
It's probably hinting towards another quest.
Maybe, eh? Yeah, I don't know.
Like where you have to save Ardonia and Varrok or some crap like that.
Yeah, maybe, eh? Because Azaros coming to destroy them.
Oh, no, not Azaros.
Yeah.
Remember, Billy Bob, Azaros is bad.
No. Anyways, moving on to questions now. The questions that you guys have sent in.
We got a lot of them.
So Pika wants to read some of these.
I want to read the first one. So, first question is, I went to the RS forums and saw that many people were ranting about not being able to wear a zombie head as a head. What's your opinion on this? And that's from
Thornhawks. I hope we're pronouncing your name right.
Thornhawks with an R in the middle.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be like a zombie head. It would be like cutting off like your friend's head and then trying to wear it as a hat. It's just not going to fit. Unless you take the skull out and wear the skin over your head. But that's just, that's just kind of weird and kinky right there. So don't do that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, eh? That'd be like me putting on your head over for my hat.
Yeah, Billy Bob, let's go wear some rotting flesh.
So, definitely not a good idea.
What? What was that?
Bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Okay.
Next question, you want to do this one?
I'll read all of them.
All right.
Let's see. What do you guys think about the new quest? The new quest that were added. The new quest that was added, rather. And do you think that the level 150 monster were hard?
I think this means was hard.
What do we think about the quest? I haven't done it. What do you think about that level 150 monster? Was it hard? I don't know. I haven't done it. What about you, Billy Bob?
Wasn't hard at all. Just use your protect prayers and it's not hard at all.
And what about the quest?
Quest was easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Yeah. Thank you.
That's about it.
Thank you, Red Roost.
Anyways, next question. It says, what is your favorite minigame? And that's from Chinstar.
All right. You first.
My favorite minigame? I have no idea. Probably the one where you kill people.
Castle Wars?
Yes, Castle Wars. Man, I can't remember anything tonight.
Well, if we're... can we include the treasure trails as a minigame?
Oh, those are good. That's
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, those are better than Castle Wars, because you get stuff.
Yeah. All right.
What about yours?
Yeah, not Castle Wars, the treasure trails.
Sweet.
That's mine.
Okay.
That was from Chinstar.
And then next question is, what do you think of the new addition to each class, or what do you think the new addition to each class will be? And that's from JRD Games.
Armor? Yeah, I don't know. You think it'll have anything special about it?
Well, maybe it's not just armor, but like skill stuff. I don't know.
Definitely armor, we have to say there.
This is a very vague question.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for that question. Next, what makes you play RuneScape over other MMORPGs? Is it cost, friends, gameplay, or just the fact that you don't want to switch over to some other game for investing that much energy into RuneScape? This question is from Cryomo, or however you want to say that.
Cryo emo,
right? Sure. Okay, sure. Cryo emo.
It's all of those, but mostly Shane and Mike. They dominate my life. They make me play the game.
I see. I don't play. I haven't had experience to any other MMORPGs. If I did, I would probably switch. But RuneScape is just fine because you can just pop it open and it goes.
Yes, and you don't
probably wouldn't be gameplay.
And you don't have to like download this like 1 gigabyte monster.
Yeah. I don't know. So probably just because I haven't experienced anything else before, that's what I have to say about that. You're gonna say just because of Mike and I?
Sure. I don't know. People like me playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people.
Yeah.
Some people don't, but whatever.
Question was from Cryo Emo.
Sorry if that's not your name, but we're just gonna say that. Because the 3 could be an E, so whatever. Next and if not least, final whatever question. The finale question is, in behind the scenes, they announced a new level 300 plus monster. Do you think that this monster will be stronger than the Kelfite Queen? And do you think it will be teamable like the Kelfite Queen? Or just one person can try to kill it like the 702 monster? And that's from stupid 900510.
Alright.
Very unique name.
Yes, definitely.
It's not that stupid, but whatever. Anyways. It'll probably be like another Kelfite Queen kind of deal.
Yeah. Unless it's a mini game, like the monster is in a mini game, and it's determined that it'll be one person, I'd say definitely be teamable. But there are people who solo the Kelfite Queen, and people that solo the King Black Dragon. So it really could be either or. So, I don't know. It's really up to you and what level you have, what armor you have, what resources you have, and how adventurous you're feeling. So,
yeah,
that's how that one works. Yeah, well, thanks for that question, stupid 900510. Even though he's not that stupid, because he's able to post one of these questions. That's just it's a very good choice of name you have, because it just shows that people's names don't necessarily mean that their name appoints to what the person is like. For example, stupid, you're not stupid.
Okay, Shane, we get the deal. We get it. So let's move on.
Yeah, and Pika is not a Pikachu.
Well, obviously not.
And my name is not Bob. Even though I've been called Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, that is your name.
All right.
Billy Bob. Moving on to tech news, Billy Bob.
All right, I'll handle this part of the show.
Read us some techie news.
All right. You want to start serious or not so serious?
I don't care, Billy Bob.
All right. Well, do you download movies off the internet using Torrent or anything like that?
No, Jim Bob doesn't do that.
I see.
Jim Bob is semi-honest, and he doesn't download movies.
Oh, really?
That he knows.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I see. Anyways.
But I may or may not download music, so...
Yes. Anyways, a grandpa was sued over his son's downloading of movies. $600,000 in damages for downloading 4 Hollywood movies. In the end, he ended up paying $4,000 to settle the suit rather than serving any time or whatever.
That's crap.
Lawrence said his grandson, who was 12 then, downloaded The Incredibles, iRobot, The Grudge, and The Forgotten in December without knowing it was illegal to do so. So, basically shows that if you're not watching your kids online, they could be doing illegal stuff and get caught. So, it's really up to you if you know how to hide yourself online. But I'm not going to go into anything here on how to hide yourself, because we don't want to encourage anything going on here, even though I do know how to hide myself. Does Pika know how to hide himself?
Yes, I guess.
All right.
Basically, kids, if the feds bust into your house, throw all your CDs that you burnt in your hard drive into the microwave.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear this?
Trust me, it works. And then what'll happen is, and if you live in America, the Fifth Amendment will protect you from double jeopardy. So they will try to prosecute you and find you innocent of it. And if you do it again, and they bring upon the same suit, they can't prosecute you for the same thing twice. So basically, you can tell them to screw off if they try to get you again for it.
I see.
So kiddies, watch the movie Double Jeopardy, and you'll see how it works.
All right. So, just a note here, then, don't download these movies because you could be forced to pay $4,000, which I'm sure many of you listening to this show do not have.
Only if they catch you.
Yeah, that's right. So don't download stuff. That's bad.
Download it on your bad. Download it on your friend's computer.
No. No, we don't want to do that. No. Anyway,
Shane, I'm sure you download your movies on Mike's computer.
No, I don't download movies.
Sure you
don't. I don't download movies. No,
sure
I don't.
You don't.
No, I don't.
I know what kind of movies you...
Microsoft Live is dead. Live is an online service that is currently in beta. It's sort of a portal-type thing, similar to Google's version of it, google.com/IG. This is by Microsoft. And of course, it only works in IE, which is something that only Microsoft would do, seeing as Firefox is approaching 20% of the browsers out there. I don't know. You still using that crazy browser thing?
Yeah, I'm used to it. It serves me very well.
Oh, okay. Well, Windows Live and Office Live. Like, the point of these was to be able to use Office online without actually having the program and just buy, like, a license or something. I don't really see the point to that. And then also putting MSN Messenger online, meaning you'd have all your emotes and everything online, and you could pretty much sign in from everywhere. But why? I don't know. Well, I don't see the point to it. Would you use something like it?
Well, say you're at work, and the manager or the boss leaves early, and it's a slow day, and there's not much happening, and you want to talk to your friends. You can just get online and go there and do your stuff without having to download anything.
Mm-hmm. I see. Go in. The website is called live.com. You can take a look at it there. Basically lets you put content as draggable around and things, which is interesting. I don't know. It's kind of interesting the way it works, but I think it probably would have been... like they probably used DHTML or something, seeing as it doesn't work in Firefox, rather than using Ajax or something, which would. So... but it is kind of... it might be good eventually, but I'll use the Google thing if I'm ever going to use one of those. So, I don't know. You can take a look at it at live.com. Let us know what you think in the comments for this episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Might be something some people are interested in. Oh, and it does have horizontal scrolling on 1024 by 768. Just a little note there. Design problem. Yep. Anyways. Have you seen any tablet PCs around anywhere?
Kinda. Not many.
No? Tablet PCs, the idea is you can, fold it up and then you can write on it as if it was a normal sheet of paper, and then it can also do a, handwriting to text conversion, whereas you'll write something in with the pen and then it'll convert it to text.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, Ford has equipped one of their F-150s with a tablet PC. Can be used for navigation and all sorts of interesting things like that. But the really interesting thing is you can take the tablet PC out when you're done driving and take it into work with you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe the other car manufacturers should put that into it. I think it would be a nice feature to have like a map on a tablet PC or something like that.
I'm not sure about the future of it. Maybe not quite a tablet PC, but something similar to it.
Well, yes. Tablet PC, it would be like just basically any touchscreen kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It also has a credit card reader on it. I don't know, why would you need a credit card reader? Yeah, a credit card reader, I don't know. I don't know about that. But take a look at the pictures of it. I don't know. What do you think the majority of people that have Fords are?
30.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't have any Fords here.
I have a truck.
Yeah.
My 1995 Ford F-150. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, I don't know. Take a look at it. That's a feature I'd like for sure. Next thing is something that we have to really take serious. You don't, I suppose, have any CDs from the Sony Record Company, do you? Like CDs that are put through Sony?
Not legally. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, I have to talk about this. For example, Sony has been installing some sort of digital rights management rootkit on people's systems because their CDs are protected, whereas you can't play them if you don't have the software installed. So Sony has been putting this software on systems without people realizing it.
Isn't that like somehow illegal?
Yeah, it is. Like, and it's not even clearly, you know, those license agreements that you have to abide by when you install software. It's not even clearly listed in there, which is bad. Most people don't even read those, do you?
Well, not if it's like a popular program. Like, if
yeah,
like when I downloaded like MSN Messenger, I didn't do it.
Yeah,
but like if it's a completely foreign program, then I might browse through it. But
yeah, I don't know. Well. Sony DRM hides itself by modifying the Windows kernel, names itself plug-and-play device manager to confuse users, consumes CPU resources whether running or not, and will sloppily written code, does things like querying the file size 8 times per scan, scanning every 2 seconds. So, basically, and it could also allow a hacker to hide any file on your system. This was talked about on this week's Security Now podcast. Security Now is a podcast done by Leo Laporte and Steve Gibson. So take a look at the page that this is linking to. Definitely something you should think about if you are running Sony CDs, it's like Sony audio CDs, and you think you might have installed this software. You should definitely take a look if you have. They have instructions on that website how to check for it and everything. But they say if you uninstall it, you'll lose access to your CD-ROM drive if you like use some other way besides Sony's recommendation to remove it. So if you remove it, be sure to do it properly.
I think Sony is a company, and they must be stopped.
Yeah, that it definitely has to be stopped. We can definitely agree on this. Anyways, there will be a link to this episode of this Security Now show in this links, in the links here. Anyways, moving on to rants.
Rants, yes.
Pico, you want to read those?
I'll cover them all.
Alrighty.
I like the title of the third one, but we'll get to that. Okay, first one is, and we don't read the usernames by these, because they're from the RuneScape forums.
Official forums.
And we don't want you to, like, private message to people, like, with hate mail or stuff like that, so we're doing it for your own good.
Yeah.
Okay, first one is, yes, I'm talking about this, about sad PKers out there to steal your glory. Every day, many people get PK'd by RC PKers because of their selfishness. If they were doing the RC themselves and got PK'd, then they wouldn't like it. So why do they kill us for our glory? So they should make the Abyss a non-wildy part, making it less dangerous for us to use the Abyss, making it easier for runecrafters to gain some levels. Okay, so you may complain that it will be too easy, but this is one of the hardest stats to train, unlike woodcutting, which you just get an axe and cut up a tree. And that's the end of it. basically, look, it's part of the game.
Right.
That's how it is.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, runecrafting... It's not too hard with the Abyss to train. Like, I don't know. If you don't like the Abyss thing, raise your combat level. I've said this before. Raise the combat level. Raise the combat level.
And look, you don't have to go through the Abyss.
Yeah, you could go walk to the Death Altar, which is pretty far.
Wow, how did people make runes back before the Abyss? It must have been torture. Imagine having to walk to the Nature Altar from the general store in South Brimhaven. That's torture. I mean, how did people survive?
I don't know.
Seriously.
We did it for a long time.
Yeah, we're like masters of that.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Basically, don't we get a rant like this every week where it's just, where the answer is only it's only part of the game?
Yeah, I think so.
When will people wake up?
I don't know.
I don't have faith in this person. Okay, I think that's...
I don't know. Yeah, part of the game. If you don't like it, raise your level or don't use
the
Abyss.
Yeah, that's the only...
Even though it'll probably take 25 minutes to do a single death rune run. By not using the Abyss.
Wait, where's the Death Altar at?
It's, you know the Underground Pass?
Yeah.
You remember where those dwarves' little houses in the Underground Pass there?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's right, there's a little hole in that wall there. And then it's in this Temple of Light.
I should go there sometime just to see it. It sounds
You have to have done Morning's End Part 2, which requires Morning's End Part 1, which requires Roving Elves, which requires Regicide, which you probably still haven't done yet, right?
Oh, God. I mean, oh my Allah, this is never-ending torment.
You should finish that quest.
I am slacking so much on RuneScape. You just remind me of that every week.
You should finish that quest.
Yeah, I will eventually.
It's a good quest.
Maybe someday.
Did you do anything since I helped you with it a year ago or so?
Has it been a year?
I think so.
Probably. No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Definitely something you want to do. But Death Altar is far. So.
Okay. On to the next.
Anyways,
next randomized.
Right.
Okay, so this one says, now they are trick-or-treating now, but what happens after that? Do they go into a big, dark, black abyss, unknown only as deleted? What's fair about that? Have them stay in Lumbridge. Just as, well, kids, I've noticed in RuneScape, a lack of children is sort of disturbing. At best, there is maybe 5 out of all that space. That could be one of many level 2 man, or man level 2 NPCs walking around, their son and daughter.
Yeah, I don't know. You think they should stay?
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's only kids for the quest. So why not leave them and put a few in every town?
Yeah.
And then put one that's lost up in the wilderness.
that you can PK.
Yeah.
And then and you get, like, children points on how many kids you've killed.
I don't think that's what they would want to be putting forth in the game.
There should be, like, serial killings, like, skill. So, like, you get levels on how many people you kill in the wilderness.
That's interesting.
Serial killer level 30.
Okay, well, how about we, I don't know. That brings up a good point. Definitely, I think, should not be deleted then, eh?
Eh?
Just spread them out.
Yeah.
Spread them out.
Have them up in the wilderness for us to kill.
Yeah, and then other cities, too.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. You want to read this other rant?
I suppose, since I'm the slave.
You're not the slave.
Okay, this one is titled, I like this title. It says, would you like a Twinkie, fatty? No, I would not like a Twinkie from a level 35 in Castle Wars who has no respect for a level 95 who can afford a Touareg plate body on top of Dragon Legs, Dragon Square, Whip, Rune Boots, Obsidian Cape, and Black Cavalier. Somebody's a show-off here. Okay, and then the rest of it says, the Touareg plate body gives you a very unsightly belly bulge at the bottom. Wow, at the bottom. That's not bad if you're a guy, I assume. And I get tired of it, okay? Darok, trim and lean. Varrok, slim with a six-pack. Guthan, regular bodybuilder. Touareg, donut dispenser. I finally have the best defense in the game. And be fat. Well, if the bulge is at the bottom, it gives me a different image. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. And the rest of it says, your character isn't fat. He's fit as a fiddle. Well, how do you know if your character's fit or fat or something like that? And then, that wasn't part of it. That's just my own comment. And then the rest of it says, why is he when wearing Touareg's... What? Why is he when wearing Touareg's plate body?
Why is he when wearing Touareg's plate body? Like, fat.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
This is a weird sentence. Sorry. I'm tired of all the disrespect, cat calls, rude comments, fat calls, I guess, rude comments, and even linking the belly fat to real life. Belly fat to real life. This guy must be like losing keyboard keys or something, I swear. even though real life I'm a stick. Wow. That's scary.
Yeah.
That's going too far. Jagex, do you think this is some sort of joke? Because it's not a funny one. I don't like being labeled as fatty all the time I wear Touareg plate body. I hate being fat like this, but it's the best defense in the game. Jagex, please fix it. Supporters?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's part of the game. That's the best. That's the best remedy for any rant right there.
I don't really think it matters how they look. Like, I wouldn't mind wearing something that makes me look different from all the other players.
I've never noticed this before.
No, neither have I.
Maybe
neither have I.
And I've never heard anybody calling other people wearing it like fatties or anything. So maybe it's all in this guy's head.
I don't know.
Maybe he was fat as a child and it's still with him.
but he says he's a stick. Okay.
Or anorexic or something like that. Who knows?
Well, who knows? I wouldn't mind actually wearing Touareg. This might actually prop me out to go and buy some.
Maybe the fatness of the armor represents your wealth.
I don't know. Guthan is the most expensive right now.
Isn't it like 15 million?
Yeah.
I can almost afford that.
Really?
If I sold all my stuff, I probably could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could too.
and it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
That's as basic as all these runs get.
This is good. I don't think they should fix it.
I've never noticed it.
Leave it as it is. Leave it as it is, and nobody will complain. In the week we had no RuneScape updates, there was no complaining. Everything had pretty much settled down. Everything had pretty much settled down in that past week when there were no updates before Morning's End Part 2 came out. So maybe the trick is to leave it alone for a few weeks. I don't know. I like this rant. I think we had good rants today.
We've had better. Like the Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And we should post that in the archives. That's like, yeah. It's like a rant to remember for all eternity.
Yeah. There's your rants for this week, guys.
RSVNB matters.
Alright, remember to submit things for the item databases and guides and whatnot. The more things you submit, the better the databases will be, and the faster we'll be able to put them all together with lots of items.
Yeah.
Then there's been one tiny problem that we've been encountering. People have been using the JPEG file format. When you save JPEG with Paint, it causes lots of distortion and you can't do transparencies. But we want good quality images and transparencies. So please, please, please save your images as PNG with transparency. They'll look better than a JPEG would. If you don't know how, please ask your friend on how to save one. Or just, there's also a topic going on in the submissions forum about how to save these as PNG with transparency.
Okay, guys. So,
that you can do for free.
So repeat after me three times. PNG. Now repeat it.
PNG.
Yes, now PNG. Again, repeat it.
PNG. PNG. PNG.
Good.
Do you know what PNG stands for?
I have no clue.
Portable Network Graphics.
Yes, remember the Portable Network Graphics, guys. It is the most important thing. If you save it as a JPEG,
it'll be distorted. Yeah, don't use JPEG.
Yeah. Or GIF, because that's better.
No. GIF is actually allowed for animation.
Okay.
If we're using an animated thing for a guide to illustrate something.
Okay.
That is allowed.
Yeah, so PNG, if you please.
Anybody have, you have, what have you been up to on RuneScape?
Oh yeah, what's we been doing on the RS? Nothing really.
Nothing?
It's been a hard week. I mean, since I got my job, it's like, when do I ever have time?
Well, you're doing your job, haven't had much time for RuneScape, I've been doing site stuff, yada yada yada. I have a few days off next week, so I should get to do some RuneScape.
Yada yada yada, I remember that.
Yeah.
From like Seinfeld. So if anybody watches Seinfeld, they'll know what I'm talking about. They've probably seen this episode where like yada 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 can be used to like explain anything. So basically a girl could be like, so I went out with this guy and then we ate dinner and then yada yada yada, the next day I was really tired.
Okay, this is a digression.
So basically the yada 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 is very dangerous, so use it in moderation. Okay, back to what you were saying, Shane.
Yeah, I got a pet fish last night.
I had one, but I dropped it, and it said the fishbowl broke.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't been really doing much on RuneScape, been working on some site stuff. So, yes, that's what I've been up to. Oh, are we done for this episode?
Okay.
Yeah. One thing that we are, no, I won't say anything. We'll keep it as a surprise.
Can you tell me at least?
Yes, I'll tell you after the show.
Yay!
I think we're done for this episode of RSBNB Update. I am Shane1288, not Billy Bob. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Later, guys. Over and out. See
ya. Bye-bye. Howdy.
I mean, later, y'all. Or something like those lines.
This was RSBNB Update, Episode 21, recorded on Thursday, November 3rd, 2005, for the week of October 30th, 2005. Episode 22 will be recorded next Thursday. Thank you. Bye-bye.